Almost. Almost. All right, I'll call our meeting back to order here. And besides the research, Bob, that you said you're going to have to get some information from the airport to help us determine things, such as what we talked about earlier, is there any other final comments or questions we have for Bob?
Well, I'll tell you, they did ask me, would it be in their interest to, and I said, I can't tell you what's in your interest, but they were talking about actually getting an appraisal, and that would certainly make it a lot easier for you gentlemen if they did that.
Uh-huh.
They called around, and I had another appraiser call me wanting me to work with them on this big airport tax thing appraisal. So they're out scoping for an appraisal or not.
Okay.
But I don't think they're going to get anything in the time frame that we're talking about.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Can I ask why? Because what little I think I'm understanding is it has to do with the bond payments and determining what the lease is.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's what I've understood this morning.
Oh, I think we can do it without it.
Equation.
But if they put a lease down, an appraisal down in front of us, they would have all that information. It would be all there, and it would be very easy for you.
Okay.
Instead, we're going to have to do that ourselves, and that's fine. We can do that. I mean, that's not a problem. But
I think what they're talking, Chuck, is they're not getting an appraisal on the improvements. They're getting an appraisal on the lease.
Oh. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. What they're what they would do is say what their leasehold is worth. They would amortize the bond payments. They would use the present interest of the future rental values and all that sort of thing.
Dave, any final thoughts for this discussion?
Well, for our information, and whether it's relevant or not, I still think it would be. I'd like to see a breakdown of all the stuff.
I've got it broke down here, but I'm not seeing the car wash as if it might not have been ready for 10, that it may be 11.
It was built in 8 or 07, 08, I mean.
08?
Yeah.
Well, it may be under one of these garages. They don't have it listed as a car wash.
But it's on the land. It's not on the LLCs. It's not part of the county-owned property.
Okay.
It's across the street. I believe I looked at
Branson Land. I wanted to make sure they're getting their fair share put over on the Branson Land that shouldn't belong there, and not putting some of it on Branson Airport that in getting exempt on something it shouldn't be paid on. And then personal property, do you have that from them?
And I can't say yes or no, Dave. They've refused to turn it in. They say they were exempt at one point. We've requested it from them many, many, many times.
They should not be exempt, in my opinion, from personal property. And there is so much of the stuff in that building out there, the baggage handling equipment. Now, TSA does own, I think, the deal that the CAT scan machine, you know, or something, but I forget how much they said that cost. You know, I'm not sure who owns it, but I think that there's personal property in tremendous amount of stuff that would be.
They've been reluctant to turn it in because they have been advised that they're an exempt.
They have been advised?
Or they come up with the assumption.
Personal property is not taxed.
According to the map right here on the. The car wash is over here on the parking lot across the access road.
Uh-huh.
That's still the district's property.
I think it is.
So it should be.
Not according to them.
But here's the district line. See, their district. The pink is actually the TDD. The pink area is the lines of the TDD district. Everything outside is the Branson Land LLC. So if you see, it's the boundary of district.
Well, now, he told me that the car wash is going to happen on Branson Land property, not on.
Right.
And he said, we're not disputing that whatsoever. He said, we have several improvements around here that are not. And where's the tower? You know, what's it on?
The tower is actually on the TDD area. Because there's the access road to the tower.
Where's the car wash?
Car wash, if I'm understanding correctly, here's this. When the road comes in, you take a left. The car wash is right here. This is the first primary parking lot. This is the loop road. This is all where the Enterprise car lot is. and the car wash is all right here.
Well, I'm sure he told me that that was on Branson Land right. property, and that they did owe taxes, and they're not disputing that whatsoever on the car wash. And there's some other buildings over there too, I think.
But. Well, all the buildings, all their hangars and tarmacs all show on TDD land. I guess it will. You know, what we'd have to see is a map of where they put the buildings compared to what they. This is what they submitted to the bond people, though.
Okay, I wanted to draw up, but I don't have internet access on mine to go to Beacon, and it shows that I went on at home and looked.
Okay.
But it's hard to tell.
Well, besides that, we can pull that up information up. Is there anything else regarding this discussion so we can continue on?
When are we going to make decisions on this?
Well, this, Cindy, this is. On the books for next week, is that correct? Next Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
For 15 minutes. You know, there's no way we're going to look at it in 15 minutes and make a decision by the 31st.
This is not a 15-minute case.
Well, I mean, this is we're going to hear the case, so why don't we try to get 30 minutes on that for the discussion, then we know that we'll have to have a decision date later than that Wednesday.
Well, do we want to come up with some sort of decision today?
You can't.
A preliminary decision?
You can't. You haven't heard the case yet. This is a work session on what the law is, but they get to present, and you guys shouldn't be making any kinds of decisions or saying how you're leaning or anything else until they've argued.
Now, the thing is that we can request that information that we need.
Yes.
Prior to the meeting?
Yes.
And are we going to request that? Is that something, Cindy, you can request? Or do you have
we can request it. I have a disc from way back when, all of the paperwork on the whole TDD formation and the whole forming of the airport. There's zillions of documents.
My understanding was that they had presented their case to you. Is that all right?
No,
I
went over at 1 or 1:30 someday in the last 2 weeks, and they presented me with a piece of paper like this one, along with a couple of the cases, and they told me what their position was, and we had probably a 20 to 25 minute discussion, and that was it. I know what their position is. They did not present me with a copy of the lease or facts concerning the lease. They just told me that their lease was their bond payments. Assuming that that's true, I've said what I've said here today, but we obviously need the lease.
Well, if the county signed the lease, shouldn't we have a copy?
We should have a copy in the clerk's office, but if not,
Well, it may refer to other stuff that we don't have, like amortization schedules and some other stuff. So we may not have the full...
We can obtain most of this information. Yeah. We should have all of this information.
Well, I mentioned about going to the state tax commission. I said, I think this is beyond what we can decide, you know, by the end of the month. They thought we could extend it on 3 or 4 months and discuss it. I said, no, a decision has to be made by July 31st. They said, well, we can't do that because if we go to state tax commission, we have to pay the $250,000 taxes or put it in escrow, and it's not in our budget. We don't have the money to do it.
I don't believe they have to. If they go on to the state tax commission, if it goes past the taxes aren't due until December 31st. So if it goes past
2010 taxes,
these are 2010 taxes.
Okay.
So if they go beyond December 31st, yes, they'll probably have to pay in under protest. But until December 31st, the taxes aren't due. I mean, they're not overdue on December 31st.
Bob, I've heard that said many times. Do you agree that the decision does have to be, the BOE has to make a decision by the 31st?
Oh, we have to make a decision. We should make our decision before the close of summer BOE.
No question.
Yeah, we have to make a decision, and the decision is either, the decision is whatever you decide, because based upon the facts. I was going to say it's either yes or no, but it's not like you, I suppose you could just deny them and have the assessor's tax hold, but I don't think anybody here thinks that might be the measure of the, but maybe you do. So you could deny them, or you could find something else.
If I may interject, doing a real thorough analysis on this is probably rationally going to take more than just 15 minutes next Wednesday or something.
Yes.
But it sounds like they need to go to the state tax commission for this, but we need to make some effort at least a credible estimate of what the taxes ought to be.
Here's the problem with that. You talk about a credible estimate. If we go to the BOE, I mean to the State Tax Commission, what's going to be required in order to get a credible result is that there be some differing information from us, which means in order to do this properly...
So you're saying whatever we go to State Tax Commission with has to be what we determine here?
No, what I'm saying is if we go to State Tax Commission, we need to be prepared to do our own appraisal, hire our own appraiser, and do an appraisal to counter theirs. It may agree with theirs, but we've got to be ready to spend that money on an appraisal. And if you're not willing to do that, I don't know why we just don't try to figure something out here now, however long it takes us. Okay. Do you disagree with that, James?
No, I think it's a circuit court action. I don't think it belongs here or the State Tax Commission. This is an exemption, and that's all there is to it.
This is a leasehold value question.
Yeah.
I don't think the exemption...
Yeah, but if we figure it and it comes up at a minus 300, or say we have an MAI appraiser says it's worth a minus $3 million. If it's not an exemption, it goes on the books at a minus $3 million.
No, it doesn't. Then it just has a zero value.
Huh?
Goes zero value.
It just has zero value.
If it's a negative value, it's a zero value. We don't pay people money.
If we keep it at a zero value, it's not an exempt entity.
Okay, so I guess the question is, Bob, in your estimations, when they have attorneys and all that, they're going to present their case, do we need to get loud in 30 minutes? Based off your conversation you had with them?
I'd give them a full hour.
Full hour. So Cindy, let's make some judgment, juggling over there for a full hour, and then make sure that we have at least an hour session on a following day, another day, to do some deliberation on it, too.
So we're talking about next Thursday, then?
We moved it from yesterday, or Wednesday, Jim. We moved the final meeting from Friday back to Thursday.
So that would be
Thursday of next week?
Yeah.
Okay, we had commitments all
day. I thought we looked at that, and there was no commitments Thursday.
There's complete commitment. We have two people from out of state coming in.
We did check, and I thought that there was nothing... So,
may have changed since you checked.
No,
it's been scheduled for 60 days.
Okay.
So, this is the Economic Development Director position.
Okay. So then we're looking at next Wednesday and next Friday then.
Yeah, because we're committed from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay.
Friday, we're just going to do Friday or go late on Thursday. I mean, we can always just be late on Thursday, too. Is Friday right now anything scheduled or just a deliberation?
Yeah, there's nothing scheduled for Friday. It's just hold it open for decisions.
What's our Wednesday look like? I know you guys went through this, and I apologize. Is it pretty full?
It is pretty full.
Do we want to go a little longer for deliberation and see how that goes? I mean, Chuck, what's your thoughts? Could we go an extra hour and a half, go to 6:30 or something like that, or 6?
On Wednesday?
Uh-huh.
Doesn't mess up somebody's church doing or something, doesn't bother me.
I'd say schedule this for the end of the day, so if it runs into 4 hours, we can do it.
Why don't we just extend to 28th? And we'll still leave the 30th open, but let's extend to 28th.
Should you contact, I know you don't want to, or we won't want to, but should Hollister School's attorney and Branson School's attorneys and them guys be contacted to be here?
Well, you can certainly do that as a courtesy, but they aren't parties to this. As you saw in the Hertz and the Avis cases, the city was dismissed out. They had the airport, and they weren't a party. Just because they received the taxes doesn't make them a party, but if you want to be fair and... You could certainly have them here, so that they could see what's going on.
Well, I think it's very important that we're not talking $2.
No.
Guys, I think there's another side to this equation. I mean, when you apply these methods to a lot of the other leasehold estates that are being taxed, I think you'll find that there's an opportunity to raise taxes on a bunch of property out there that's being under tax. So... There's
much of it's going to be going down too if you do that. If they've got good accountants, they're going to see to it their leasehold is.
You've got people that have leaseholds that have modest lease payments, and you're only taxing them on improvements.
Okay.
And we've got people that come every year wanting to do the income capitalization approach, and when they have to get their books, decide they don't want to.
Do you have clear direction on the scheduling of it? Okay, let's conclude this discussion here. If you need more information, go to Bob or Cindy and make sure we have it here for our, but they're going to be presenting all this information to us next week anyway, and then we'll have time to deliberate it on Wednesday or Friday. Moving on, has anybody had a chance to look at that break?
I won't be here Friday.
The 30th?
That's why we discussed it, and everybody said they were free on Thursday, and we moved it to that.
Well, can we just go late on Wednesday is what we're hoping. We're going to go late on Wednesday, and then hopefully
may not even need
Friday. So Friday's just still held open as an emergency, but we're going to try to get it all done Wednesday night, as long as, whenever we have to get it done. Minutes, did anybody look at the minutes? We're going to do that. Let's just do that after lunch, if that's all right with everyone. What other items do we have before the, you have some other things you want to add?
I've always got things I could add.
I knew you do. That's why I was leading you up into that.
We could look at BOE number 060028. This is those Golden Oak apartments.
From what date?
06.
Pardon me?
060028.
Yes, 060028. And
from what date was this?
The board met with. They were here on the 14th.
They said they're going to bring more information.
And we asked for more information, and okay. So that has been the information that they've provided has been scanned in there for you.
So that's what number is that again?
Zero 060028. It's Knobloch and Lechner Golden Oaks PDF is what it is on your flash drive.
What date did they have the appointments?
It was July 14th.
Okay.
And what you'll, if you scan to the end, because there was quite a bunch of stuff that they sent to begin with, but the additional information starts with this page here dated July 21st. It's a memo.
July 21st. Let me scan down there. July 21st.
Jim, it looks like this if you want to put it on the board.
Okay, I see it now. It's page
operating results.
Page 11 on your scanned documents.
Okay, they're providing comparable sales. Imagine that. Gross income.
Okay. So, help me out again here. I don't have my packet of notes with me. What was the decision we were trying to get back to here on this? They were asking for it was an open valuation.
They paid 3.7 for it. He has it on at 4.1 or something. I don't remember.
That's right.
They were claiming, as I understand it, they were claiming overvaluation by the $300,000 or $400,000.
Based upon the purchase price.
Based on the purchase price.
So 4.1 is what we have. Okay.
Yeah. Now,
these are all bonus. Here's what we have back here. So.
Now, I'll tell you, there's not been much in the way of multifamily sales in this area. All right, he's coming up with the 2006 sale, which really doesn't. No, I don't know. I should be higher.
Got any more difficult ones, Cindy, we can get done?
Let me.
Skip around, okay.
Well, we've got that one to look at.
Okay, you got that one to look at. Kelly, do you get a chance to look at that appraisal on the K Royal Motel?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, I did. I looked at that last night, and I forgot to bring my note on it.
That might be one.
I can see why James wanted me to look at that. In 2006, the previous owner was reporting around $239,000 a year income. Hotels are worth basically three times gross. Multiply that by three, and that gets you around to the $690,000. Joe Roberts came up with a value of $690,000. The way they did it was they looked at this guy's income, which was like $100,000 gross income.
Okay.
And figured that his net income was nowhere near supporting even land value. He estimated the land value at $15 a square foot, which comes to $690,000. I know of another appraiser that I can't really name that has been asked to do appraisal work on that, and I think he came up with closer to 12, and my impression was the land was close, you know, worth closer to $12 a square foot. Their current management has gotten the income down to less than half of what it was in previous years. Motel incomes are coming down some, but they're not coming down that much. And when the income of the motel gets down to around $2,500 a month, you really need to convert the whole thing into weekly rentals. So we always kind of think of $2,000 to $2,500 a month as the floor of what the income of the place ought to be.
Okay.
It's 52 units. You know, it really ought to be doing at least $150,000. A more normal income would probably be more like $175,000, which when you multiply that times three, which I'll let you do that.
Five and a quarter.
If you figure the land at $12 a square foot, it comes up to like $550,000.
Okay.
They're claiming $690,000. I actually think that appraisal is probably just a little bit overvaluing the property.
So what's on the book? What is it on the books for?
936 or so.
961
is what's on the books.
Right.
And the appraisal is what?
690?
690,000. And I really kind of think that's overvaluing it just a little bit.
But
I don't think they can sell it for $690,000.
Okay.
That was as of September 28th of 2009.
Yeah, I'm thinking January 1 of 2009. Their 2008 income was $100,000. Someone's going to argue them into paying $300,000 for it.
Okay.
So they're going to be looking purely at land value. And I think land value is less than.
What BOE number is that?
Okay, that is BOE number 060012. We first heard them on July 7th.
Okay.
People with the increase in tax people?
Yeah, I had a note on that.
Also, Joe Roberts had a couple of sales that were within a few days of January 1 that were at 10 and 13,000 a unit.
They don't.
Which, if you apply the 13,000 a unit to the 52 units, is going to get you like 650 or something.
Just about done.
So there's sales to support.
So 690, their request is not out of line.
I don't think their request is out of line. I think what we're looking at is a lot of these old frame motels are absolutely going in the toilet.
As of January 1st of 09.
As of January 1st of 09, as anecdotal support for it, just down the street from this, there was a motel called the Fiddler's Inn.
We'll bring it back.
The income was low enough that they decided it cost less to demolish the motel than to pay the taxes on the improvements. Although James has the land on for like 3.5 a square foot and really should have it on for like 12 or 15. But that's another story. So,
all right. So
they tore the motel down rather than trying to operate the motel.
Board members, you understand what we've just transpired then on this?
Do we go with the requested value or what Kelly thinks it's really worth?
They're requesting $690,000.
I think we go with the requested value.
I mean, that's what we've got. I mean, we've all got opinions on something. But yeah. We have actual factual.
My opinion is it's probably worth something less than $690,000.
Right.
Okay. I could list. Let's see. There's Ben's Wishing Well.
But the request of $690,000 is in line.
Yeah.
But I mean, that we have written documentation from them for that.
Yeah, they seem to be asking for $690,000. They have an appraisal of $690,000.
If I may, though, they present the evidence, and we decide based on the evidence presented
correct.
To us.
Right. Yeah, we're not going.
If they want to hire an appraiser, they need to do that. We shouldn't be providing comparables.
I've been doing that to some extent, but that leads me to something else I want to discuss with everybody here in a minute, off the record, possibly. But
it would not into the microphone.
Not now, it won't be.
It's just you'll get a laugh out of it. But yeah, I've come up with some sales data on some things here, but when it gets to something really big like a motel or a theater, I think it's up to them to really come in with some real sales. And they've come in with some real sales, which their appraiser interpreted for $690, but which I interpret for probably something less than $690.
But the summary that their appraisal they brought in at $690
they're asking for $690. If someone makes a motion for $690, I'd vote for it.
I make a motion to reduce this property to $690,000.
Motion by Chuck to reduce BOE number 060012 to $690,000. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Kelly Trimble here.
I can't get my computer fast enough to look at anything. Did they just buy this? Is this what?
That was another thing. They paid $800,000 for it in 2007.
October 2007.
Which was the peak of the market.
Okay, that's
what
they paid for $800,000.
And then the income dropped by half.
And then they were saying $690,000.
Largely because of the way they
were. And
then
it normal arm's length sale?
Yes, apparently it was.
But what are we? Did we change it?
From everything we can determine, it was.
No.
But we don't have the full details. I haven't used it as a problem because
should we be changing values in an odd number?
I mean, they didn't create an LLC to purchase it from another LLC to reduce the tax value.
Appears to be clean sale, which I don't know who the broker was.
I mean, that's his job every odd year. Yeah. Right. What is our position on doing it in an even number year?
So that conversation David just brought up for everyone to hear is they paid their taxes last year, evidently not under protest, and should we be reevaluating properties mid-year? I guess it was something you guys talked about on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's something I can't really speak to. I mean, I'm voting for what I think the value is. Policy as to whether we change it midstream or whatever, I don't know. That's something I just don't have the background in this to really understand.
I've been told the State Tax Commission will hear it if they didn't appeal in the odd number year.
They will hear it?
Yes,
they would hear it.
So if you deny it and they want to appeal to the State Tax Commission, the State Tax Commission will hear it. So
if we think this is right, then we just must make the choice because
the
State Tax Commission is going to make the choice.
That's your decision, yeah.
Right.
Okay. If I can interject one other thing. In James's defense on all this stuff, I mean, it sounds like I'm saying he's wrong on a bunch of stuff. In his defense on all this stuff, theaters and motels, especially the older motels, have changed so fast and have gone into the toilet so fast, there's no way he's going to be able to keep up with all this. And if we're thinking that condos and houses in Emery Creek and so on are going to require a massive revaluation, at some point we're going to be looking at these motels too.
It's going to be a bloody assessment here in 2011.
Pretty ugly.
Yeah, schools next year is going to be a frickin' zoo.
Yep. All right. We have a motion and a second on the floor here to reduce this BOE number to $690,000. Any more discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion's 4-0. Carries.
Jim, can I get you bring up two that you voted on earlier today at 0078 and 0079?
Right. We didn't have them. Yes.
When I pulled them up, that's going to increase them to double. It's going to do an increase. It'll double both those two.
When we change the valuation, it will increase them to double?
There is no change in valuation. It says to run it back on to 88%. But when I look at what it is already, we're going to end up doubling the assessment.
Can you? All right.
Show you.
Yeah.
88% of what?
I don't know what.
Depreciate.
Oh, I don't know if that was our understanding.
Are these some that James just presented this morning?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Right. These numbers right here. That's what's in the textbook right now, and down there is what the decision request was. or I mean, he's wanting it to go to that circled amount.
What your understanding of the motion was, anyway.
That is my understanding of the motion.
That's what I'm saying.
Please tell me.
There might have been some confusion is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it's going to go from a $55,000 valuation to a 98, no?
It's going to go from these two right here. It's going to go from 9580 to 18500. That's what he's got, 18500. Unless that's not why he's circling that. I mean, Jenny's.
It looks like Kenny's notes. I think there's been a sales letter question on those, but I'll do some more research.
Can we do that before?
Don't make
certainly.
It.
Let's not execute
any increases.
I'm saying let's just not execute the motion until we get clarification from James. Because okay. If the motion is still there, so we just, if there's need to be clarification, then we may have to revote. That's not revote. It's not the word it's called. It's a problem with short word. Kind of tip my tongue. Anyway. Another one, Cindy? Unless we want to talk about the
airport.
Golden Oaks?
The airport.
Whatever.
Just to kind of let you know, there are 8 BOE appeals that have not been decided upon. And I could refresh you on some of those, if you'd like.
Let's do it this way. Let's not refresh us on Trinity Christian or the Russ Cook.
No.
Those two, those are after 3 to 15 today.
Right.
And Golden Oak is one of them.
Actually, that's not one of them.
Okay. Well, it surprised us. Which one?
Okay. Well, how about Fall Creek Properties? This was BOE number 060041. We first met with them July 7th. And this one, Bob, the board directed Bob to get information on the use of the property for their employees. Remember they used it for the...
This is the bed and breakfast they bought.
Yeah. Okay.
And I gave you a copy of this appeal,
Bob. Can we take this up this afternoon? Or?
Yes, we sure can.
All right.
It's affecting your vacation time.
Right.
I won't be here at 1:30, but I will be back by 3.
Okay, then let's go to another one.
Okay, Westgate Properties, Westgate Industrial, they had 2 appeals, 06, 0008, and 0009. They were first visited on July 7th. There's just been no decision. It just needs to be brought back up. There was no action required of anybody on either of those.
Did I make a motion on those?
No motion's been made.
No motion was made, okay.
Okay, so BOE, let's just pull up the first one, BOE 008.
That's Eric Roberts.
06008, I'm sorry for correct wording. Refreshing everyone, purchase price was $60,000, market value was $60,000. It's on the books for $353,000.
No, I think clarification. You have it on at $517,000 for the 2 properties. He bought the 2 properties for $80,000. And then he divided them up somehow, I guess.
Okay, I was just looking at the BOE number. Okay, so you're looking at a letter.
Yeah.
Okay, so was this heard on Wednesday?
It was
2 weeks ago.
July 7th, first meeting.
Really?
Bought it for 60 and we've got it on at 353.
Yeah, roughly. It's
is this the
it's this drainage area. It's this area right here.
Is this close to that
this down here, including the detention basin?
Is this close to the storage? Am I thinking something?
There's a storage thing just south of it.
Finding your job. You're just enjoying yourself.
It's vacation. I remember the map, I'm just trying to think what it was.
There's a storage building right here.
But it was not an arm's length sale, I believe.
Yeah, he bought it from a bank. It was an arm's length sale, but it was a distressed sale.
Why was there no taxes in 08?
There was.
I don't know about it.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, I was looking at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had James had on the books assessed valuation of 113 commercial since 08.
So 07 and 08, there wasn't any complaint on it.
It looks like 09 was paid also.
But he just bought it in When, just recently?
The seller has owned the property since 2001. Oh, May 21st, 2010.
Okay, he just bought it.
Yeah.
He just bought it.
Well.
And he I think he sort of semi-stole it.
Well, you know,
in a legal way.
He knew what the taxes was when he bought it.
I'm guessing he figured he could contest the taxes.
Yeah.
And it could be that the overtaxation may have affected the sales price, too.
Who knows?
Yeah.
It's May 21st.
Anyway, based on the highest and best use of this property, as indicated by the property adjacent to the north, is probably some sort of a multifamily development. We have comps of multifamily stuff around town. The best one's probably the one up there on Bee Creek Road where they just built that other multifamily thing, and I think it was $22,000 an acre. I'm going to propose, he's claiming like less than $10,000 an acre, which, first of all, that's a year and a half after the date of value. Things hadn't dropped that much as of January 1 of 2009.
Okay, so how many acres are we talking? 6.5 on BOE 008.
Yeah.
And 009, we're talking about 3 acres. So a total of 9.5 acres is what we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm going to propose we take them down to about 60 cents a square foot, which would be 26,000 an acre.
Which comes out to 234,000 is what your, that's your, Kelly Trimble's motion is to reduce the valuation of these two land parcels to 20, what did you say?
Well, 6.5 acres.
$26,000 an acre.
Well, 26,136. Let's just call it 25,000 an acre.
25,000 an acre.
Roughly times 6.5 would be 162.5 on one of them. Just to keep the math easy.
162.5
on parcel 6.000.
8. Okay, BOE, you got this deal with BOE numbers.
Yeah, it doesn't list the BOE number on here. Okay. Oh, wait, maybe it, okay, I'm looking I'm looking at 8.
Okay.
8 goes 162.5. I guess I'll bring up the other one, I guess. And the other one
would be 3 acres times 25,000 is
75,000. Instead of the 163.5.
James, you have a problem with that?
No.
You agree?
No. That's why you're hearing it, because they don't agree with me.
Okay.
So the motion on the floor by Kelly is BOE, the 008, reducing it to 162,500 for land value, and the 009 to go to valuation of $75,000 in the appraised. So that's the motion.
Looks like it's going to die for
me. I'll give you a second.
Second by Chuck. So we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
I have a real problem. Because he paid a lot less for it, and now he thinks it's valued less, and we know it's worth less now. Why did we not do that on all the Emery Creek properties and all the other stuff? I mean, they came in and they paid less. I mean, we said let's hold to it this year, and it'll be adjusted next year. Why are we not doing that on this one?
Fair comment. Go ahead.
Well, we have evidence that as of January 1 of 2009, that apartment land and commercial land have actually dropped. I don't think, and it's continued to drop, but I think the Emery Creek stuff and a lot of the residential stuff, we had sales through 2008 that were leading up to that were kind of still supporting James's stuff, and I think that stuff was starting to drop real late 2008, and saw the real drops in 2009.
Well, what evidence did this person present to us to that effect?
He didn't present. That's one of the odd things. He didn't present any evidence.
No, he just bought it.
The only evidence he presented us was his sale, and I think it's a valid point. I mean, he didn't present us. He left it up to someone on the board like me to go out and research a bunch of sales and talk about the sales. Which, in a way, I'm starting to get really irritated about. But
really?
Yeah. So I can kind of see your point on that.
Well, I don't...
Yeah,
I'm looking through. I don't see any evidence that they provided. Just basically the purchase price and a letter saying
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I mean, he just bought it. He knew what the tax was when he bought it. I mean, yes, next year it'll probably change. And all this, his sale will benefit James
this
next
sales,
year.
The sales I'm referring to and coming up with my motion are sales I just know off the top of my head
sure.
from back in that era.
Sure.
More than likely, he's been accredited the tax on what I had it on the books for if he bought it this year.
But it's on the settlement statement. He was credited
He was credited the proration for half of it, probably.
Right.
A third of it.
But that was...
From 01 to 521.
Well, right. May have. We don't know. His sale may have been all taxes, all taxes are to be paid by... A lot of times banks will sell it that way. You buy it net of taxes.
Any more discussion? All those in favor of reduction, say aye.
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 All those opposed, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion's tied. Woo! That means no decision.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to deny this at this point, and then James will reassess it for next year in holding to what we've done on many of the other properties.
I'll second it. So Dave made the motion. Jim's dropped the second it. No discussion, I assume. All those in favor, say aye.
I have a question.
Aye. Oh, whoa. Sorry.
By voting for that, I'd be voting against my own motion previously, right?
Yeah. You've had a change of heart.
Yeah. I'm gonna hold my gun.
Okay, there you go. All those in favor of denial, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Are those opposed?
No.
Aye.
There you go. It is 2-2. We'll just come back up when there's the fifth member next week. All right.
Good exercise.
It was a good exercise. And there you go.
On
Cindy, give me another one.
Well, I could give you another one that was a tie on Wednesday, Jim. You weren't here.
Hold on. Give me another one.
You weren't here. I remember what this one was. What was that?
It was 060046. That's Table Rock Investments.
Oh.
And I can tell you what the motion was, but I don't think I'll tell you who voted for what.
Hold on. Let's do this one after lunch, after I've had a chance to speak to you with the recorder.
Okay, let's give me something else, Cindy.
Okay.
How about this? We're just going to take an early recess, and we'll come back at 1 o'clock. So recess to 1.
Okay.